listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus, where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road?" As we travel along the road together in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese, we thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. It would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
Well, praise be to God. We're back again. You are listening to In the Silence of My Heart. I would like to also say to all of you, this is the second hour of In the Silence of My Heart. And if you were listening the last hour, I read from a passage in Volume 4. And one of the things that really touched my, so much of this, when I read it myself, I'm amazed how the Lord speaks to my own heart. And one of the things that really touched my heart today as I read this, the Lord was telling us to go go make new disciples. And tells us that we can't break our own habits on our own. That's why we keep going with the same things over and over and over again. But he says that he who is within us can. And he asks us, how often do you call upon me? How often do you say, "Come, Holy Spirit"? You know, it reminded me of a scripture that Jeremiah says, "When you call to me, I will come to you." And today we pick up a phone. We can't even get through a business without waiting. And, you know, you talk to three or four different people before you finally get somewhere. You don't get a busy signal. You says the Lord, and he says, "When you call to me, I will come to you." And so he asks us today, do we call to him? Do we say, "Come, Holy Spirit, come," to enter into these bad habits that we have and to allow his grace to work in us and through us? I've thought about it a lot, and just over the break, and really hit my own heart powerfully. And I remember for years trying to give up smoking. I was a very heavy smoker at one time. And all I tried, you know, cutting down, I tried to stop cold. And it wasn't until I asked the Holy Spirit to come. It wasn't until I lifted those cigarettes in Thanksgiving when I had a fire that actually started in a roundabout way through matches that was on the table that you normally would light a cigarette with. And in Thanksgiving that night, as we gathered in a motel room, up in Willgrove, Pennsylvania, because our house had been burnt down in Roslyn, Pennsylvania, Abington Woods, where I lived. I wanted to really offer the Lord something that would be so difficult for me, and I wanted to praise and thank God for Him sparing the life of all my children at the time. Now, I only had 8 children then, but He spared every one of their lives, and I mean, we lost everything in that fire. And so there was our priest friends that were gathered in that hotel room. There was so many people from the parish family and people from my family. And I remember trying to give a praise of thanksgiving. And I kept seeing this pack of palm oils in my mind's eye. And I was like, I want to give Him something that I could really do. And I tried giving up smoking so many times. I mean, I had pneumonia all the time through the years. And yet I still wouldn't give up those cigarettes. Or I tried and just never could go through it, where I was able to get off of them. And so I thought, well, I'm going to do it anyway, because I kept getting that vision of this pack of palm oils. So I offered the Lord, as we were all praying in that room, I offered the Lord my desire to give Him the thing that for me was the hardest to give. In thanksgiving, I wanted to give up smoking, and I wanted to sacrifice it to Him. And in my prayer, I even said, Lord, make it so hard for me. Don't make it easy. But I offer you that smoking as my surrender to you in a praise and thanksgiving for sparing my family. And so sure enough, He didn't make it easy on me. And I always, you know, wanted that cigarette, and especially after I ate or drank something or was sitting around talking, it was just a horrible habit. And sure enough, I said I would give it up. I think it was for the week. And the end of the week, it might have been a month, I really don't remember now. But at the end of that time, I wanted a cigarette every single day, 100 times a day throughout that time, however length the period it was. It's so long ago now, it's hard to remember. And at the end, my husband was sitting 2 seats from me. We had just had breakfast. And I said, honey, give me a cigarette today. My time is up, whatever it was. And so he gave me one of his cigarettes. I put it in my mouth and I asked him for a match or to light it, whatever I did. And the minute I put it in my mouth, before he ever lit it, I got the words so clear in his voice that said, I have delivered you. I couldn't believe it. I took the cigarette out of my mouth and told Jim, never mind. I told him that the kids were all there. I said, the Lord has delivered me from smoking. I'll never smoke again. And sure enough, it was 1975. And 48 years later, I'm still not smoking. And in those years, I have never, ever once, even with everybody else smoking, I never, ever once even had a desire to smoke again. He delivered me. I asked Him not to make it easy for however long, and He didn't. And I was going to go right back to it. And when He said those words, they were emphatic. I have delivered you. Never had a desire to smoke again. And I praise and thank God for that. So my brothers and sisters, that's just one of the ways of the many, many, many hundreds and thousands of times that God has showed me the power in His Word, that what's impossible for us is not impossible for God. And that was one of those occasions. And I thought of that today as I read where He said, how many times do you call upon My Spirit? How many times do you say, come, Holy Spirit, help me, deliver me from this habit? And sure enough, that's what the good Lord did in my life. And I'm sure as you're listening today, He's probably delivered many of you at many different times in your lives of the things in your life that was Lord over your life, where you depended on those things, whatever they may be, whatever it was that maybe, what shall I say, replaced our total and complete reliance on God. Instead, we relied on cigarettes or alcohol or food, you know, drugs, whatever the case would be with someone. Today, in that word I read, the Lord reminds us ever so powerfully that He can and will deliver us, that He can and will, when we call upon Him, when we tell Him that we are weak and He is strong, and we believe that. So I want to praise and thank God for all the ways that He has brought healing and deliverance and cures. Not just healing, but cures. Miracles, time and time again, into my own life and the lives of those that so many times I was praying for. So I just, today, really all overwhelmed when I think back and all the ways and all the times that the Lord would say, be not afraid, it is I. And when I heard that in the gospel today, it really, really touched my heart. Because we never have to be afraid. Even when He seems distant or far away. Even like the apostles, when they felt they were alone at sea in a storm. It was a dark time for them, yes. But not only physically being knocked over and their boat, you know, rising and being thrown from about through the waves, but also spiritually as well. They were great fishermen, right? That's how they made their living. But yet they were afraid. They were fearful for their own lives. And yet the Lord came in their midst. Think about it. It's when the Lord Himself walked towards them on the rough sea, on those high waves that were knocking them to and fro all about. And what happened? They got more fearful, right? The gospel tells us that they were frightened. Jesus had to bring peace and calm. So He sends forth His word and power and might. And He says, be not afraid. I am with you. There has been so many times in my life, so many, many times, when I lost my home to that fire and everything in it. When I had a brain tumor. When I had kidney cancer. When my bowel burst and I had to have a resection. Time and time again, he always told me, it is I. I'm Lord over everything, Kathleen. It is I. Don't be afraid. I am with you. And sometimes to hear that word, we always remember that he is indeed a very present help in trouble, in danger, in sickness, as well as health. So that was on my mind today as I heard the gospel, which I will read now. It was from John 6. The whole chapter of John 6 is one of my favorites, especially John 6:6. This is from John 6:16, verse 20, 16 through 21. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea. They got into the boat, and they started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea rose because of a strong wind, and it was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles out, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near to the boat. They were frightened. Surely they thought it was a ghost. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they were glad to take him into the boat. And immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. Immediately. I'm sure the Lord feels sometimes very distant to you, or far away, or maybe you feel that he isn't listening. I find it what a great insight and inspiration of the Holy Spirit when he inspires John to write this gospel. It is I. Do not be afraid. I find it amazing that he uses the word dark in it. It was a dark time. It was a dark time. It was dark now. Because Jesus had not yet come to them. It's always a dark time in our lives, my brothers and sisters. And it can happen to any one of us at any given time. We can hear those words that we all dread to hear from the doctors. Maybe you have cancer. Maybe you have a fatal illness. Maybe you have to lose your limb. Or maybe it's that dreaded phone call that comes in the middle of the night. Or that knock at the door in the middle of the night, bringing you news that will shake your world and rock your foundation. And these are the times we have to remember. In these dark times, we have to remember these words in John. It is I. Do not be afraid. And I think those words Jesus used because he knew there would be nothing else that would be able to assuage their fears, their anxiety. He knew he had to give them a word to calm them. And the only thing that would really assure them was his word telling them, "Do not be afraid, because I'm here with you right now. I'm here. Don't be afraid. I can command the sea. I am Lord over all things, including the elements. Let not your heart be troubled. For in this dark time in our lives that we have to walk through, he is there. He is there to bring his light to dispel the darkness. He is there with his healing word to calm our hearts, our soul, and our spirit, that we can continue to be his instruments, that we can continue to trust in his ways, that we could continue to rely on him and not ourselves." As I read in the silence of my heart, one of those paragraphs was all about the reason you continue to fail at the habits you try to break and do not is because you rely on yourselves instead of me. And I think that speaks to all of us at some time in our lives. Indeed, the Lord Jesus is a very present help in trouble. He's a very present help in our lives, day in and day out. He doubles our joys in ways that no words could describe. On those times that we're just filled with grace and our spirit soar within us. I can't tell you how many times I've been in the car driving down the street, not even in prayer. And I tell you this today, so from the bottom of my heart, I'm not even in prayer, and all of a sudden I feel this welling up of grace. I feel this rejoicing of the Holy Spirit welling up within me. And my heart is put to flight. I can't enumerate how many times that has happened in my life. Out of nowhere. Many times sitting out back reading a book. Put the book down, look at the beauty of the sky and the trees. Many times even in cold weather looking out the window and seeing snow all over the landscape. And out of nowhere, I feel this infilling of the Holy Spirit. I feel this rising up, this rejoicing within myself that didn't come from myself. For no reason, my heart would soar. Innumerable times, I can't even count how many times this has happened. I remember one time, my daughter Shannon was having her brain surgery, her second brain surgery. And my heart was broken. Could I go through this instead of her? And I remember when she was in the, getting ready to go down to the operating room. They had her in a waiting station in a little room. And I said, "Could I go in to see my daughter?" I said, "Well, yes, but she..." Because I had been with her in the room. I said, "Couldn't I walk in there while she's waiting?" They said, "Yes, you know, nothing by... no drink, no, not even an ice chip, no food." I said, "I understand." And I walked in that room, and I looked at her lying there. You know, she hooked up to IVs and all. And I remember I leaned down to kiss her. And I took the picks that I had in my pocket, and I broke off the teeniest piece of the host, because I knew now she couldn't even take a anything. And I put that little piece of the host, which is the fullness of the body and blood of Christ, regardless of the size of the host. And I put it on her tongue. She smiled. No words were expressed between us. And I looked at her and I shook my head, yes. They took her into the OR. I turned to walk out away. And when I tell you at that hour, that would seem to be a dark hour, that everything within me rejoiced, that everything, my heart began to soar. I knew without a doubt, without even an inner doubt, I knew that she was in God's hands and that His will would be accomplished. And to that, I was able to trust. Time and time again in our lives, how many times have you and I been able to experience the peace of Christ that goes beyond all understanding? Even at times when you wonder how these things can be happening. While the Lord at times may seem not to be present, when at times He seems He's far away, but all the time He's ever present. Again, as the psalm says, the Lord is a very present help in trouble. Whenever circumstances, whatever storms in our own lives, the battering we take in life, the winds of life, the waves that knock us down time and time again, He promises to bring us closer to Himself. And He places that peace and that calm in all of our hearts, because we know, indeed, the Lord keeps watch over us at all times, and especially in times of temptation, in times of doubt and fear and anxiety, in times of suffering and sorrow, He brings us to a safe port. He brings us under His care. And we lean on His Sacred Heart in this beautiful month of the Sacred Heart. And we rely on the Lord for His strength and His help and His grace. What an awesome God we have. What a mighty God we have. I'm going to give out our numbers. And again, I invite you to call in. Don't wait for somebody else to call in. When I open these lines on Tuesday, the Lord's prompting you to call in. Don't let the enemy steal or rob you of a blessing. The number is 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. Or call 1-888-34-FAITH. 1-888-34-FAITH. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
My name is Mario D'Adamo, and I have been a faithful listener to Inner Sign Radio Ministry since 1990, and to Kathleen McCarthy as principal host since 2007. Hearing the witness of Kathleen and her guests has contributed greatly to my spiritual growth. They have educated me about the tenets of my Catholic faith by presenting lay and religious leaders discuss topics that help listeners create an informed Catholic conscience. I always encourage people who are in need of prayer and companionship to listen, call in, and become part of our radio listener family by joining thousands of other people praying for your intentions. I personally can attest to the power of the prayers from the ministry. Kathleen often reminds her listeners that you are never alone because the Lord is always with us. Through this Catholic radio and internet apostolate, the Lord is indeed with us in a very tangible way. Please share the good news as Kathleen takes a leap of faith and expanding to a two-hour program to reach many more people who need to experience the love of God. Thank you.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, we're back again. You are listening to In the Silence of My Heart, and I have an announcement to make. I want to announce to all of you that the Pentecost Vigil Mass for the Archdiocese and Charismatic Renewal will be Saturday, June 8th. Praise and Worship, 7 o'clock p.m. Mass will be celebrated in English and in Spanish at Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. Of course, that's at 18th and Benjamin Park, Franklin Parkway, Philadelphia. Father Dennis Gill, once again, will be principal celebrant. It's a time to be refreshed, to be renewed, and transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And isn't that what I read from In the Silence of My Heart? I will personally not be able to be there. I had several calls. My grandson is graduating, so I will not be able to be there, but all of you who are free, without a form or obligation, it's a wonderful time to come together. Remember, Tony Mullen and myself were there at the first time that Father Dennis Gill opened up the cathedral to celebrate Pentecost Vigil Mass for the whole Archdiocese and Charismatic Renewal. And as he did, Tony was on one side, I was on the other side, and we turned around and just looked to the side as they were beginning to process in, and Tony and I sort of caught our eyes together, and we both smiled from ear to ear. that such a beautiful celebration was taking place and we were in its midst. And so it's a wonderful time to come together. Again, it's this Saturday, June 8th. Praise and worship begins at 7. Mass, as I said, will be celebrated in English and also Spanish. And that is at the Basilica of St. Peter and Paul, Benjamin Franklin Parkway in Philly. And Reverend Dennis Gill will be the principal celebrant. So because we all need to be refreshed and renewed, and we certainly need to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, so I ask you to mark your calendars, and what a beautiful way to bring in Pentecost. And I'll be announcing that, and my broadcasters will also be announcing it. So this was a pretty long prophetic word today. That locution was 2.5 pages. Now imagine, this is transcribed right off the original words that are being spoken in front of the Blessed Sacrament as they come to my heart. They're recorded just as I'm saying them, and then they're transcribed. So today I read from Volume 4. And because it's long, I don't know whether you want me to read the whole thing, because maybe you were listening on the last hour, but I'm going to read a good deal of it. And then I'm going to ask you to pick up the telephone and give a call if this word spoke to your heart. 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906 or 1-888-34-FAITH. Open the book back up. You have been told through the scriptures. My people of old were told as well. They were told that in the fullness of time that my mother would be chosen out of all the people in the world from the beginning of time. Yes, in the fullness of time, the Father chose Mary, my mother, to carry me within her womb. It was through the power of the Holy Spirit overshadowing her that I was conceived. Yes, indeed, in the fullness of time, she was chosen. I was sent into the world to die. And I tell you this night that in the last days, my Holy Spirit will come upon all mankind. My Spirit, the Spirit that I paid such a great price to leave you, the Spirit who will dwell within you, each and every one of you who believe in me. Yes, indeed, in the fullness of time, my mother was chosen to give birth to me. And in giving birth to me, she brought me salvation to the world by her yes. Each of you, through grace, have received in baptism the gift of my Holy Spirit, the gift of my life at work in you, working through you. And in these days such as this, it will be through the power of my Spirit that I can work in you for my good pleasure, breaking habits that you find so difficult and impossible to overcome. Do you ever come to me? Do you call upon me? Implore my Holy Spirit who abides within you to change those areas of your life that stifle my spirit, the spirit of God at work in you? You call out to me, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. You cannot do it on your own. That is why I left you my spirit. That's why I said it was better for you that I go away. I came, suffered, died, and rose again to give all of you salvation, to redeem you by the shedding of my own blood. But I left you my spirit to be with you always, working in you and through you, sanctifying you, strengthening you, healing you, renewing you, refreshing you, bringing new life into your heart and your soul and your spirit. I left you my spirit so that you could be changed day in and day out, from glory to glory, until you resemble me more perfectly, my own likeness and image. This is my desire, to bless the desires of your heart, to know me ever more fully, to love me with your whole mind, your whole heart, and all of your soul, all your strength, so that one day you will be with me where I am. Satan goes around roaring like a lion. He knows his time is short. But you, I have left you my spirit. You carry within you the spirit of the living God, changing you from victim to victorious. Yes, the power of my Holy Spirit at work in you can renew you and transform you by the renewal of your mind day in and day out. I ask you to ponder. Ponder the gift of my Holy Spirit that is at work in you. Do you rarely think of it? You almost never ponder it. Remember, I told my apostles in the beginning that the Spirit of the living God was always with them, but there would come a day when my Spirit would be within them. You have my Spirit within you through the gift of your own baptism. And yes, I even strengthen you in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit when you were confirmed. But many of you have not even opened these gifts that I have freely given to you. They still lie dormant within you. I've given them to you for a time such as this. I want you to unwrap them. I want you to begin to use your gifts and begin to use them for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. I tell you now, this night, make no mistake about it, I am coming. And I call you to go out into the highways and byways, to all the areas that you live, work, and allow my spirit to touch others so that they too might enter into the kingdom of God with you. Did I not tell you that you would do the works even greater than I had done while I was on the earth? I was leaving, but I told you I would send you my Holy Spirit. You see, you are weak, even sinful, and I know that the only way you can make it to your eternal life with me is through the power of my Holy Spirit sanctifying you. Go to the sacrament of reconciliation often. Do not neglect this reconciliation, this sacrament I have left for you, to wash you and cleanse you and free you from sin. Receive grace upon grace as you go out and as you go out throughout the church, you see, my people are my church. You are the living stones. My people are the body of Christ, the mystical body. So go out to all and share my love with them. There are many who have problems in their families. They are broken. Broken relationships. Broken marriages. Families that do not even talk to one another. Reconciliation is needed. Not anger. Not bitterness. Surely not resentment. And hate. I tell you tonight as you hear my words that I have come to heal and bind up wounds. I have come to reconcile. Am I not the giver of unity and life? You depend on yourself so often, and so you feel a sense of failure time and time again because you cannot overcome your own weaknesses, try as you might. Listen, do not depend on yourself, but rely on me at work in you. Nothing is impossible with me. And so now, tonight, I ask you to pray. I ask you to surrender your family members that you do not talk to, the family members that you do not get along with, the family members that you are at odds with. Lift to me the people in the church that have wounded you, the people in the church that you are at odds with. Lift to me the people that you work with, many times ridicule you for your beliefs. I ask you this night to surrender all that to me, and I assure you, through the power of my Holy Spirit working in you and through you, I will bring restoration and healing, renewal and power. And I will enable you to go and proclaim the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that is from In the Silence of My Heart. And in these next 10 minutes, 15 minutes, again, ring the phone. You see, when you have the courage to pick up that phone and dial, you give other people hope. You voice that hope. And then others can come to say if that person felt grace or strength and help, then that is for me too. Don't wait for other people to do what God has called you to do. It's for you to pick up the phone. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you'd like to ask me something about In the Silence of My Heart. Maybe you'd like to comment on what you just heard. So then dial 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. Or 1-888-34-FAITH. Now on Tuesdays, I talk for 2 hours straight. And as you can see, my voice is a little raspy. And it'd be nice to listen while you talk. So again, pick up the phone and dial 610-527-2906. And watch how God uses you. Watch. As you say yes to Him, He blesses yeses. And so I say to you now, don't be robbed of a blessing. Respond. Step out in faith. Step out of your comfort zone. and speak to others. Give your voice. Give your thought so that God can bless you, so that you can bless others. So let's take this call. Hello, Pat, you're on the line.
Hello, Kathleen. Now, this is Pat from Mapleshade, not your other friend, Pat.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm calling because you were saying just to call. I really don't know what to do. I could talk about a million things, but I loved everything you were saying tonight. Your conversions helped. The Blessed Mother, too, helped me with many things to come back to God.
Mm.
Once you give your heart, I can just remember kneeling in front of the Blessed Mother and saying, if you help me to change my life, I will stop doing everything.
Praise God.
And I did. And guess what? I could not tell anybody how many things changed. I just can't, like, you know how you can't talk about it, you can't remember everything. It was so many years ago.
And I know exactly.
Go ahead.
I know exactly what you mean.
Exactly. And then you start meeting other people, and you start talking more. But here's what I want to get to tell you, too. I wrote you a letter telling you I was going to start the rosary in my house.
Yes.
And I was going to have my one friend, Claire, read one of your, what do you have, what did you say, paragraphs?
Yes.
In your book.
Right.
In his sign. And I read that. I have her read that. We say the rosary and we sing a song for the Blessed Mother. I didn't want to make it long for my friends. And we only had it two times so far. And it's so beautiful.
Oh. Now, see, Pat, the word I read today was that so many have these gifts and they haven't even opened them yet. They're just lying dormant. So I want to say thank you for hearing those promptings of the Spirit, from reading those words, from listening to the gospel also, and stepping out of your comfort zone.
Exactly.
And look what you're doing now. Here you've already met twice. God's going to bless you in ways with this little group that you have no idea. He's never finished with us. So I want to praise and thank God, Pat. Not only, I know it was difficult. I remember the first time you called in here and you said it was difficult. You were waiting for somebody else to call in.
Yes.
But you just did is respond to the Holy Spirit. That's what you just did. So I want to praise and thank God that you're open and that you sang, here I am, use me, Lord. Now, you just gave hope and grace to others and telling them that you started this little gathering together. And watch how God blesses that. You know, this little book, as you said, In the Silence of My Heart, out in Missouri, they were using this book, and it started out, I think it was like a small little group. And now there's like 75 people that gather.
Wow.
They take a chapter, and all week long they work on that one chapter.
Oh, I never thought of that. Okay.
And then they get other people. How does that relate to you? Mm-hmm. And they said the fruits that have come forth have been amazing. So you're stepping out in faith.
Yes.
And doing it what the Lord laid on your heart. Mm-hmm. And watch how these people begin to open up and bloom so beautifully in the power of the Holy Spirit. So thank you, Pat.
You're welcome. And you just gave me a great idea. That is what I'm going to use. I was just doing it for Our Lady of Fatima.
Right.
To pray for the peace of the world and peace in our families. But you gave me an idea of what I'm going to ask these people. What did you get out of this?
That's right.
That's it. No, so you gave me another good gift. But here, I'm going to tell you real fast.
Okay.
And when you were saying how you gave things up.
Yeah.
Listen, this Lent, now I'm old. I'm 70. I'm going to be 79. But I sort of act simple, you know what I mean? But anyway, during Lent, I thought I got to give up some of these news programs, which I loved on TV and radio. I gave them up for Lent. I think I told you this. I listen to your radio station.
Yeah.
And then there's another Catholic radio to help me, EWTN. I listen to the Catholic stations. And you know what? I'm not going back.
Praise God.
There it is. After Lent, I said, no, I'm not going back to them. I would love to, but I'm not going to.
Good for you, Pat. God bless you.
Oh, is somebody trying to get you?
No. I don't know what it was. But
anyway, I know I'm going to hold up. Somebody else might want to call.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
You keep up the good work, love.
I will.
All right.
I'll keep you in touch.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye, dear. We have about 5 minutes if somebody else wants to call. 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. We might be able to get one more call in. And now there's somebody. God's going to bless her abundantly. She stepped out of her comfort zone. She began a little meeting in her house, and God blessed it. Now they're going to come together for a third meeting, and God's going to bless each of them. We have to be willing to step out of our comfort zone. I just want to remind everybody in these last couple minutes, I got a call from Select. They were able to get, I just wanted to take 35 people to Medjugorje, but they asked me if I'd be open to doing 40. And so they offered, they have five more seats. If you would like to go to Medjugorje with us, and I believe with all my heart and soul that this is a real calling, the price is wonderful. It covers everything. As I said, it's we fly straight through, right out of Philadelphia International Airport. All you have to do is send $500 to hold one of those five seats, get your room as well, deposit, and the whole cost of the trip is $23. Let me see what this is. $23.95. And again, it's a straight through flight. So please give us a call. Again, if you want us to send your brochure, 610-527-2906. And Maureen will send you out a brochure of this. Just get a copy of your passport, send $500 to hold your seat. We have to let the airport know. I think she said the 15th or the 20th. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure. But it has to be done this month. And I don't know if it was the 15th or the 20th. So if you feel Our Lady saying come, then call and make your reservations. Again, Select International Tour, number one. All rooms have their own bathrooms, as well as it's all air-conditioned. So again, call Select International, 1-800-842-4842. 1-800-842-4842. And tell them you'd like to go to Medjugorje, Kathleen McCarthy's pilgrimage. My brothers and sisters, I hope the Lord has spoken to your heart. May you never, ever doubt Christ's saving help in times of trouble. We pray that the Lord will draw you gently to Himself if you're away from the church. Because you know what? We're not complete without you. And you are missed. Remember, He wants to take us from being victims to being victorious. May God bless you. May He fill you with every grace to be all that He's called you to be. God bless you.